Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of this show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating a life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. I'm so happy you are here. It is always a fun time on this podcast because we're all about simplification so that you're able to get your head down, know exactly what you need to change in order to create those mind-blowing outcomes your heart desires, whether it is the loving partner, whether it is more safe and secure friendships, improving your well-being, having more energy, seeing cash money flowing to your bank account with so much more ease, waking up to a career that is filled with passion, purpose, and of course, profit, and so much more. And if you're a longtime listener, welcome back. I'm so happy you choose to spend this time with me. If you haven't already, come and say hey on Instagram. That's where I hang out the most. My handle is at kushpu.kway. It's always so, so satisfying to hear that you are listening to the podcast, and even more so when you share whatever takeaways, aha moments that you are taking away from this podcast. And for today's episode, I'm really excited to chat with you because it actually was inspired by a conversation I had yesterday with a client of mine. Funny enough, this past 2 weeks, what's been really popular is in my world is coaching intensives. And this is essentially like a 90 minutes one-off session that I get on a call on Zoom with a client. And we just identify a couple of their existing blind spots, but also create a game plan for them to move forward. And in one in particular, which I had yesterday, was actually with a client who I worked with long-term 2 years ago. And at the time, she was the best to work with. We made so many changes and she just went on to manifest so much, both personally and professionally. And she reached out for a reset and just to create a game plan for the rest of the year. And one huge realization she had was how much she'd been putting her needs on the back burner and just totally neglecting self-care, which then took us into a conversation about regulating your nervous system, but also using self-care as a non-negotiable when it comes to regulating her nervous system. Because when it comes to manifestation, the extent to which you can manifest really boils down to your ability to manage your nervous system. Because your nervous system is like the control center, which is responsible for so many functions, but also for your control on your emotions. And if you cannot control the way you feel, nor can you control your perception, it's going to be very hard to control the outcomes that unfold, because essentially manifestation is a reflection of who you are being. You attract more of who you are, where you place your focus, your attention, but also how you are feeling 51% of the time. And so if you want to be intentional about the outcomes that unfold, you don't have to figure out how it's going to manifest, but instead you need to become a vibrational match. In layman terms, you need to now get so, so meticulous with where you're placing your focus and how you're feeling. And again, that comes with being so in control of your nervous system and making sure that it is regulated. And as much as we think of regulating our nervous system in terms of meditation and breath work, that's just one of various ways in which we regulate our nervous system. And most people, they might be doing that 10-minute meditation in the morning or the cheeky 10-minute breath work session in the evening, but the rest of the day, engaging in habits, behaviors, tendencies, thought processes, which are actually dysregulating them. And when you can start to pinpoint those blind spots and make the necessary changes, that's how you are actually regulating your nervous system to another level and essentially embodying the energy of safety. Because here's the thing when it comes to manifestation is we are wired for safety. We're not wired for happiness. And so when we're walking around in a dysregulated state, stepping into the unknown, essentially where your desire, which is where your desire lies, it's going to be very, very hard. And you're going to constantly self-sabotage yourself. But instead, when you naturally create that feeling of safety, not only will your perception and your feeling state be in alignment with the version of you who's manifested her desire. But stepping into the unknown is going to come with much less resistance. It's going to be so much easier to do so. And so now going to this particular client and self-care, well, here's the thing, is that's the lack of self-care is one of the reasons, one of the ways in which we actually dysregulate our nervous system. And it's very easy to make excuses and to justify why you're not taking care of yourself and to put self-care on the back burner. But really, when you're treating the way you take care of yourself as an afterthought, no matter all the justifications you have, it's going to take a toll, be it in your business, your relationships, your bank balance, your well-being, and everything else you're trying to manifest. Because like I said, your life is just an externalized manifestation of your state of beings. But when you are not taking care of yourself, really, what are you doing? You're neglecting yourself. And self-neglect, it screams lack. Self-neglect energetically communicates, I don't care about myself. And so when I'm walking around with this energy of lack and self-neglect, I'm only a vibrational match to more lack in my life. And, you know, we create these stories that, I'll do it when I have time, or feel like we let guilt take over, or we claim that I don't want to be high maintenance. But really, when you feel guilt around self-care, it comes from an underlying belief of I'm not worthy of taking care of myself and an underlying self-concept, I'm not a priority. That is why you feel guilty. Because when it comes to guilt, it's because we don't feel deserving of what's in front of us. And instead, rather than even put a bandaid on it, it's okay, well, this is my self-concept, my subconscious programming, and my level of self-worth. I need to now use this as feedback, this guilt, that there's some low self-worth that I got to take care of. And over time, taking care of yourself, it's going to be so much easier. And one of the quickest ways to reprogram your subconscious mind is through action, by choosing a behavior that actually screams, you know what? I do care about myself. I am worthy of being taken care of. I do deserve to feel good. And it doesn't have to be anything crazy, but whatever your thing is, whether it's a blow dry, whether it's a massage, a manicure, a pedicure, a facial, whatever it is, but really is, can I be more intentional about pouring into myself? Can I make moves that actually say I deserve to feel good? Because here's the thing, is that you can say, yeah, I deserve more money, or I deserve a man who loves me, but your actions are saying something completely different when you aren't taking care of yourself. And again, I'll tell you one thing, is that guilt is going to come up, but really that alone is the biggest red flag that you need to pay attention. Like, how can prioritizing yourself, how can taking care of yourself create a feeling of guilt? And let me ask you a question, is if you are a mom, do you make excuses for when you can't be bothered to take care of your kids? Even on those days where you can't be bothered, you get up and you do the thing because you love that child unconditionally, but can you redirect that love to yourself as well? And the more you make excuses and put your needs in the back burner, what you're actually doing, and this is where it gets really dangerous, is you're moving through life in a state of self-abandonment and dysregulation. And when you're in a state of dysregulation, all your resources are being used to keep you alive. And essentially, you're moving through life in a state of survival. And when you're in a state of survival, there is no energy to create. And that is why you feel stuck, because all your energy is tied up, and then your circumstances are going to reflect that stuck energy. And, you know, it's very easy to equate taking care of yourself as vanity, but really it's coming back to, what is my intention? My intention is to feel good. This is just one way in which I feel good. It's just that, again, we create these all or nothing mindsets that either I'm not taking care of myself or I'm high maintenance. I mean, we've done an episode a couple of weeks ago about why being high maintenance is actually a really positive thing, but really it's, you should have standards for the way you take care of yourself, but more importantly, you should adhere to those standards. And this takes me to my next point, is when it comes to manifestation, this is one of the biggest reasons why people block themselves from getting what they want. Because it's one thing to create a list of all the things you want to manifest. And I really hope that you do have some kind of clarity and you actually go for gold. You actually create mind-blowing visions of what you want for yourself, whether it's in terms of your relationships, finances, career, your health, and whatnot, because you should expect more for yourself. But at the same time, you got to also have high standards for yourself. And personally, I know that when it comes to manifestation, at this point, I'm not really bothered about manifesting free cups of coffee. And don't get me wrong, it's not that I'm ungrateful when I do manifest free coffees, because I mean, I manifest a lot of free stuff, which is great. And it's always so fun. You get that dopamine high. But in actuality, let's not kid ourselves. Most of us can buy our own cups of coffee. Yeah, it's fun to see 555s, 111s, and repeating numbers, but that's not really why we're doing this. At least I know I'm not doing all this work for merely those results, but I'm doing this work because I want to know, and I want to be able to manifest those big outcomes that are so big that my human mind cannot even fathom how they're going to unfold. And full honesty, I do hold really high standards, and I have no bones about admitting out loud that whether it's in my relationships, whether it's my health, whether it's my money, whether it's my business and my overall quality of life, I have high standards and I expect a lot. But at the same time, and this is the kicker, at the same time, I also hold myself to a really high standard in terms of how I show up for myself, whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, constantly growing, constantly expanding, constantly taking care of myself, and constantly putting myself on the pedestal. And it's not to say that I lack compassion for those around me, but I also know that I can only give to the extent that I give to myself. And so the more I actually take care of myself, the better I'm able to show up for the people I actually love. The more I take care of myself, the more I'm able to make a meaningful impact through my business. The more I take care of myself, the more I can go and actually create the kind of difference that I want. But when I'm walking around depleted, the last thing I want to do is give. That when I'm walking around feeling burnt out, I have nothing to even offer to those who I actually care about. And so now it's really asking yourself, okay, what do I actually want to manifest? And can I give myself to actually want the sky, the stars, and the moons? Because at the end of the day, we're expansive beings who are here to experience all the abundance that life has to offer. It's not about limiting yourself to a small amount, but instead, it's have really high standards for what you want in your life. But can I now consciously become a vibrational, energetic match by holding myself to a higher standard? And I say this with so much love. You know, I mean, on this podcast, I wouldn't be taking the time out to even record these episodes if I didn't give a damn. If I didn't care about you, I wouldn't be doing this. But, and this might sound harsh, but you cannot do the bare minimum and yet experience outcomes that blow your mind away. You cannot live in the familiar and comfortable known and expect to experience new outcomes. You can't show up for yourself or for your life with a when I feel like it attitude and then expect to experience consistent abundance in your life. And most importantly, you cannot move through life feeling dysregulated, yet expect to receive outcomes that allow you to feel relaxed. I mean, we're going to be talking so much about nervous system and how to regulate it properly. Hint, hint, something big might be dropping next week. And I will leave it at that, but get excited. But no, because this is really the shift that changes everything when it comes to manifestation, learning how to work with your biggest asset, which is your nervous system. Because when you can control your nervous system, you're able to control everything that unfolds. And whether it's self-care or identifying other ways in which you are unknowingly dysregulating your nervous system, then it's about saying, can I now be intentional about changing? Because it's one thing to say, yeah, I know I should go and take better care of myself. Yeah, I know I should book a facial. But then what is stopping you from doing it? You have the awareness. Why are you not making the shift? And really, when it comes to manifestation, as much as your ego wants to wait until you see evidence that what you're doing is working, that's not how the game works. You have to be it to see it. You have to create the change from within so that you see it mirrored back to you. And here's the thing, that at the end of the day, this is your life. You get to decide how you live it. You get to decide how much abundance you invite into your life. But if you're okay with your manifestation game extending to free cups of coffees and the occasional discount, if you're okay with settling for the norm and what feels within reach, by all means, continue on with what you're doing. But you're not, I know that's not enough for you. I know you want more for yourself. I know in your heart that you want to experience extraordinary outcomes. I mean, like attracts like, because that's why we're on the same page right now. But truly, if you really want to see those massive desires of yours unfold, it's time to play a bigger game. If you want to receive extraordinary outcomes, you got to start showing up in extraordinary ways. And that means being so relentless with how you show up for yourself. Your relationship with yourself is the starting point of every other relationship. And the same way that you would want people around you to show up for you, the way you want life to take care of you, the way you want the universe to support you, you gotta do it first. And I promise you, when you can really, really prioritize yourself, put yourself on the pedestal, treat yourself the way you want to be treated, and start to hold higher standards for yourself, you will see the quality of your life change in ways you cannot even imagine. You will see people respecting you in ways you can't even imagine. And it's only because now you respect yourself. The way you're moving through your life is with an energy of, I am important. I prioritize myself. And most importantly, I give a damn about myself. And so before we wrap up this episode, I want you to, and maybe you could pull out a journal and reflect on these questions, but ask yourself, where am I not holding high standards for myself? But more importantly, how can I be start taking better care of myself? I know for me, like there's certain things that aren't weekly non-negotiable, certain things that are monthly non-negotiables when it comes to self-care. Every week, if not twice a week, I get a blow dry. Every 3 weeks, I get a manicure done. Every few weeks, I'll get a massage. And again, it's not from a place of I need other people's validation or I'm doing it for other people. I mean, my friends know that I can have a blow dry and stay at home that same night. But it's not, it has nothing to do with how the external world sees me, but everything to do with what I'm doing this because it makes me feel really good. And I think that's, you know, a lot of times we're doing things for other people, you know. So if I'm going for a social event, then I'll do dress nicely. Or if I'm going to a party, then I'll get my hair done. But again, it's you're doing it for other people. You're living for other people. Do it for yourself with the knowing this that it makes me feel good. And another question to reflect on is how can I be more intentional about myself moving forward? How can I now start to make conscious changes to who I've been in order to attract something new? Because when I show up as a new version of myself, it is a given that I will receive a new outcome. And I would love to hear what self-care commitment you are making to yourself. Come and tell me on Instagram. My handle is at kushboo.kway. And meanwhile, I'm sending you love and all the abundant vibes. Have an amazing day ahead. Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you, so please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushboo.kway in your social media post or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and goodbye.